exciting times. You always like to see your girls go on to college. And Britt, her dynamite senior year is coming up for you. She's going to be doing some great things, and a good school to go to, isn't it?
Heck yes. You know, we've had some pretty decent success with athletics in general at Concordia, not just girls track or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she'll do a great job, I think. She's got a lot of potential. She's got the ability there. And the other thing that makes Brittany great for us as a track team is she's a great teammate. She's always supporting other people and doing the things that, you know, sometimes they don't always work out when you're throwing and when you have the running events and you're not always there and everything. But Brittany does a great job, definitely cheering for her teammates and contributing to us way beyond just her throwing ability, which is outstanding.
And of course, that throw group that throws the shot and the disc have a chance to really be big for you again this year.
Oh yeah, Coach Blumey obviously does a great job with the girls. We have, if you look at our top 10 charts, they are almost all her throwers. Now, not saying anything bad about Coach Briggs, because you know I worked with him for years, but it's been kind of fun to see the girls over the last few years that they've been able to, you know, knock some of those people off the charts that were there before. And Brittany's just definitely one of those people that, especially in the shot put, being at 7th in our shot put top 10 is a huge accomplishment, because we have, you know, I would love to see everybody else's records and in their schools and see how they compare to ours, because we already know that we are one of those elite programs, and that's because of the coaches we've had there, and with Coach Blumey and even before with Coach Briggs, they did an outstanding job. So it's fun to see that. And of course, when I first started, Brittany's mom was throwing on the hill when I was actually coaching the boys. So her first year, her senior year, I was up on the hill. So at least I saw her more. So it was fun to have a second generation person, maybe not coaching the same events, but to have another second generation person.
Has anybody from here gone to Concordia for track and field before? I can't.
We signed. Now you're going to have to edit this.
It's okay, no problem.
Kyliana Blau signed for vault, went down, and then I think had an injury that affected her. And then, of course, in her other sports, you know, for a long time with basketball connections and things like that. And then we have had boys over the years that have gone down to Concordia and competed, were vaulters and stuff. And so, you know, maybe field events have been more the connection with Concordia.
I asked Coach Blumen this. I'll ask you this. You're starting to get that itch a little bit for spring, even though on a 20-degree day and soon to be 50 below in a couple of days?
Yeah, that was exactly it. Last week, you know, when we had the nice days, or even yesterday, we were like, oh yeah, this could be, you know, we've always said sometimes we need to flip-flop the seasons and do track, and then because it gets so bad in February and March, but oh yeah, it's getting to that point now where you really got to think about it, and especially when we come back after Christmas, then we're in full gear mode. We'll start a little conditioning when we get to the end of January with the girls that aren't out for a winter sport, and so yeah, it's going to be an exciting year, and we know that we've got two signings so far, and we've got more to come, so that's also exciting for us.